If you have your Bibles, turn with us tonight to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 13. And Paul says, "Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that some that oft times I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." I'd like to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on a question. Are you an I am? Are you an I am? Amen. I wonder tonight, God, as I got to thinking about this, and I got to thinking about the good revival meeting that we had, and I got to thinking about the good meetings that we've had before revival meeting, and I got to thinking about the way God has been made meeting with us, and I got to thinking about how God's been sending people in, and this is just a hospital for the sick. It's a recovering room for those that need some help. It's a place where you can come in, and people love one another, and they love God. And God meets needs, and He gives out help, and He gives out hope, and He passes it out in abundance. Amen. And I got to thinking on that, and I got to thinking about old brother Paul. Now, old brother Paul had desired to go to Rome. He had made his a request to go before Rome to be judged at Rome. Amen. And he was telling them here at Rome. He said, "Hey, listen, I've a strong desire and a strong urge to be there. I'd like to see some of you get in." Praise God. And he said, "Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oft times I purpose to come unto you." He said, "Now you may hear rumors that I'm not coming. You may hear rumors that I don't want to come." But he said, "I want to say that I've desired in my heart to come to you. I've desired in my heart to preach you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've desired in my heart." But he said, "There's something that's been keeping me from getting there." Now notice what he says. He said, "But was led hitherto." Now that word "let" here, the two, is the same one it uses in 2 Thessalonians. Amen. To chapter 2, where it talks about he that letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. He said, "There's a hindering force that's keeping me from getting there." Now we know what that one was over yonder in Thessalonians. It was the Holy Ghost of God. But the hindering force here that's hindering him is the old devil himself. It's the devil and demons of hell that don't want him to get to where he needs to be. Amen. I want to say that same force is at work tonight. That same force is at work. The old devil don't want you to get where you need to be. The devil don't want you to have a close relationship with the Lord. Amen. The devil don't want you to draw up close to your Lord. He don't want you to climb up in his lap and just let him love you like he wants to love you. The old devil don't want you to come to the Lord to get that help that he knows that you'll get when you get there. Amen. The devil don't want that. I'll just tell you straight up, he don't like me tonight. He's going to try his best to choke me to death. He's been trying to do that for about 12 years now, and that's all right. Praise be to God, because one of these days, glory be to God, I'm going to finish well anyway, and if I have to, I'll scratch it, press God on a piece of paper, and I'll hold it up, you can see it. A devil's a stinking liar and a deceiver and a father of lies. Amen? I don't like the devil because he's a deceiver. Praise God. But I want to say, as we come out of meeting and we start looking for the Lord and we start wanting to go yonder, and I hope we've got a desire to go yonder. I hope we've got a desire to get closer to our Lord than we've ever been. I hope we've got a desire to be in a right relationship with the Holy God. I hope we've got a desire to put off that old man that we used to be, that old man that you was yesterday, and be that man that you can be tomorrow for the glory of God. You see, I ain't perfect yet, but praise God, God's working on me. Yes. I wonder how many of us tonight, is God a working on you? Yes. Yes. Amen. Is God a work? Raise your hand. Is God working on you? Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't that good? Yeah. Hey, amen. Glory to God, you ought to be shouting over that. Oh, God's still working on you. Amen. Working on old sinners, giving us help, giving us that encouragement that we need, showing us the way that we need to go, and Him helping us to walk therein. What a Savior we have. But as Paul writes to him, he said, I'd like to come to you, but there's been a hindrance that's kept me from there. But he said, the reason I want to come to you is I might have some fruit among you also. He said, hey, I'd like to see some fruit up there in Rome.
Yeah.
He said, I'd like to see some fruit for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to see it come. I'd like to see the gospel come to fruitfulness. You know, God's wanting the same thing. And he's wanting the same thing for old brother Paul, and he's wanting the same thing for me and you. He's just wanting some fruitfulness, praise God, in these last days.
Amen.
Somebody that'll stand up and just proclaim the gospel. Somebody will just tell somebody about Jesus. Somebody will just do what's right. But I ask you a question tonight. Are you and I am? Now I want you to notice about three things right quickly, and we'll go to the house. I want you to notice three things that Brother Paul says. Three things that Brother Paul proclaims that he is. Number one, he says, in the verse 14, he says, I am a debtor. He said, I am debtor. You say, well, preacher, he must have owed some people some money. He must have borrowed something, or he must have had some people doing some stuff for him, and he felt obligated to pay it back. I want to say they was somebody done something for him, and he had an obligation to pay back the best he could. But it wasn't no human being on this earth. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. They had done something for old brother Paul. He said, I'm a debtor, praise God. He said, I'm a debtor. He said, I owe a debt that I could not pay. And he owed a praise God, and he paid a debt that he did not owe. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I like that song they sing. Praise God. Hey, glory be to God. Hey, he didn't owe no debt. He was the spotless Lamb of God. He had no sin. He knew no sin. He had never sinned in his life. I was talking to a fellow at work the other day. This black boy, he said, preacher said, Jesus sinned. I said, if Jesus sinned, then he wasn't the spotless sacrifice. He would not have worked if he had sinned. He said, oh, he sinned when he got mad and turned over them money changers' tables. I said, no, ma'am, no, sir. He was in the perfect will of God that had made his father's house a den of thieves.
Amen.
He was just running off a bunch of thieves, praise God, had done set up business down at God's house.
Hallelujah.
Amen. My Savior, my Lord, my Jesus was the perfect Lamb of God without spot or blemish or any such thing. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. He said, I am the debtor. He said, there's something that I owe. He said, there's a debt that I owe. In other words, he said, I'm under an obligation. He said, I'm under an obligation to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want to say that every one of us are under an obligation. Every one of us that are born again believers tonight, every one of us that to profess to know the Lord Jesus Christ, every one of us that have the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Every one of us to have a Holy Ghost of God. Is there a holy presence in your life? Is there something down inside you? That's how you know that you've been born again.
Yes.
Amen. There's something down in your soul. And when you mess up, a bell goes off.
Yeah.
Amen. It says, whoa, wait a minute, youngin. Or, yeah, your heart feels like it's going to beat out of your chest. You said, whoa, wait a minute, youngin. I pray God, that's not the way I want you to go. Amen.
Amen.
He said, I'm a debtor to the gospel. He said, that's what me and you are. Ever born again by a child of God today is a debtor to the Word of God. Amen. A debtor to proclaim the gospel. Paul said, I am a debtor. How did he become a debtor? God called him into the debt. Amen. I got to thinking on this, and old brother Saul was over there. And he was on the road to Damascus. You remember the story? And the power of God overshadowed him. Amen. There was a brightness come upon him. And he fell on his face to the ground. And he talked to the Lord down the road to Damascus.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, Lord, what do you want me to do? What did he do? He surrendered his whole self to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
God help us if we could just become debtors to the point that we just surrender ourselves to the Lord. Just say, Lord, here I am. Praise God. I'm a debtor to you. Amen. And then old brother Paul, he was struck with blindness. You know the story. And he went up there and he told him, go up there to a street called Straight. And he said, you hang out there about 3 days and think about it. Meditate upon what you know. Now, old brother Paul had been brought up under Gamaliel. He knew the Word of God. He knew the Old Testament. Man, he had it enrooted in him. He knew it mentally and physically. He knew the Word of God. But he had never got a hold of his heart. And Lord let him go up there and sit about 3 days. And then you know the story. Look, let me just show you. Look over at Acts chapter 9 right quick. Let me just show you. Acts chapter 9. So he sat there and the Lord hollers, "Old man of God, O Ananias." You remember the story? And in verse 15 he said, "But the Lord said unto him," and Ananias, he says, "Wait a minute, Lord, this is a fella. He's wicked as hell itself. Amen. He binds up Christians and persecutes them." But then the Lord said, "Hey," he said, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me." Now listen to this. Boy, this, I got a hold of this the other night and I about had me a spell. It says, "To bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel." But I want you to notice who he put first. He said, "Oh, brother Saul, he's going to be an apostle." He said, "I called him myself." That's what an apostle is. One that was called in the presence of God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ himself. Now these fellas that's raising up now calling themselves apostles, I don't know about all that. Amen? I don't know about all that. Because I don't see how they could be called from the presence of the living Savior when he walked on earth. But he said, Oh Ananias, he said, "This is a chosen vessel that I've called to bear my name before the Gentiles." He said, "Then we'll catch the kings in Israel too." Amen. Glory be to God. Ain't that something? He lifts up and says, "Hey, listen," said, "he's going to bear the name." Amen. Glory be to God to the Gentiles. And then look over at 11 and 13. Acts 11, 13. I believe it is. If I can find it right quickly. No, Romans 11, 13. I'm sorry. I was going the wrong direction. Romans 11, 13. Look what he says. He said, "For I speak to you Gentiles in as much as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office." So Romans 11 and 15, he said, "Hey, listen." He said, "I'm an apostle to the Gentiles." And he said, "Praise God." He said, "I'm proud of my office. I'm glad God called me to the Gentiles. I'm glad God called me to preach the gospel. I'm glad God called me to tell that old story." Amen. "I'm glad God called me to preach the gospel to the Gentiles." Bless his holy name. And that's what he said. He said, "I am a debtor." I wonder today, are you a debtor? Yes. You owe something? Yeah. Amen. We owe everything to Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We owe everything. We owe everything that we are, everything that we ever will be. We owe to Jesus. We're nothing within ourselves. But praise God, he makes us who we are. Amen. Praise the Lord. He makes us who we are. But he says, "I am a debtor, both to the Greeks and to the barbarian." I like this part. He says, "Both to the wise and to the unwise." He said, "I've got an obligation." He said, "It don't matter. Hey, you may be learned in the book. You may know all there is to know about it as far as intellectually." He said, "You may not know squat." He said, "You may not know nothing about the Word of God." He said, "But I'm here to tell you about Jesus either way." Yeah. Amen. It don't matter how much you know or how much you don't know. Praise God. He said, "Here I'm to tell you about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ because I'm in debt to you. Because what he's done for me. I'm a debtor." He said, "I am a debtor to the Lord Jesus Christ." Bless his holy name. Are you a debtor today? Now you say, "Well, preacher, how would I know if I'm a debtor?" Because you feel like proclaiming the gospel. You feel like you need to tell it everywhere you go. You realize what Jesus done for you. You realize the help that he has for you. You realize what he's doing in you. You just can't get over it. I tell you, truly born again child, ever born again believer has got that in you. Amen. We're debtors to the Lord. To the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got an obligation to preach the gospel. We got to know. You say, "Well, preacher, I'm not a preacher." We're all supposed to tell the gospel. We're all supposed to tell about being born again believers. But I want to say this. Let me just throw this in here. We can't say that we're born again believers and live like the sinking world. We can't say that, how I love Jesus on one hand and profane his name on the other. Amen. We can't do that. We can't say, oh, I love Jesus. He's so special. He's in my heart. I love Him all my heart. And then turn around and disobey what He says. Amen? We can't do it. If we're a debtor to Him, then we want to be what He's called us to be. Amen? And that's point number two. He says, I am a debtor. And then he says in verse 15, he said, so as much as in me is, I am ready. Amen. He said, not only am I a debtor, but he said, I'm ready, praise God, to do that that God wants me to do. I'm ready to preach the gospel. I'm ready to tell people about Jesus. I'm ready to get excited when I think about His name. I'm ready to just stand up and praise Him. He said, I'm not just apt to stand up and praise Him wherever I go.
Yes.
Amen. He said, I'm apt to get the can't help it. Amen. He said, I'm apt to just start telling people about Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm ready. I wonder, are we ready? How many of us profess Jesus Christ? Are you ready? If you profess the Lord, if you say, Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, are you ready? Are you followers? In other words, are we followers of the Lamb of God? Are we truly followers of the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Are we ready to proclaim the gospel? He said, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Now he said, I've already been all over the country and I preached the gospel. He said, I've been all over the place telling people about Jesus. He said, I'm ready to go to Rome, praise God. He said, soon as the Lord will let me, I'll go. Amen. He said, I'm ready to preach the gospel. To preach the gospel. Hey, not some junk. But he said, I'm ready to preach the gospel. He said, so those of us are we that say that we're professors of the Lord. Are you ready? Are you ready to preach? Are you ready to proclaim the gospel? Amen. In other words, are you ready? Are you ready to go where He commands you to go? If the Lord tells you, hey, Brother Robert, if the Lord tells you in the morning, say, hey, listen, I want you to load you and Susie up, sell your house, and I want you to go to Bangladesh. Amen? Are you ready? Huh? Yeah. You say, preacher, I'm ready. I'm ready, preacher. But then you ask a question like that, and you say, well, wait a minute now, preacher. Lord, they told me to go to Bangladesh. Amen? Amen? You see what I'm saying? If the Lord speaks to you, if the Lord tells you to go, amen, if He commands you to go, are you ready? I wonder, are we really ready? Are we ready to mind the Lord? Are we ready to go where He tells us to go? Are we ready to say what He commands us to say? Now that's a little easier, ain't it? Amen. If the Lord commands you, He says, hey, listen, Brother Bradley, I want you to go over there to such and such over there at the fire department, and I want you to tell them about Jesus. That's a whole lot easier than going to Bangladesh, ain't it? But you still got to be ready. You see what I'm saying? You still got to be ready to go. In other words, you still got to be followed. Paul says, hey, not only am I a debtor, he said, I feel I'm a debtor in such a way. He said, he says that, and if I need to go, he said, I'm ready to go. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm ready to take that step. I wonder about us. Are we ready to take that step? We just come out of the Holy Ghost revival. Well, God put something down in you. Have you shared it with anybody? God didn't give you all that to hoard it up. You know, we're of this mental attitude that we take all we can and can all we get. Amen. Well, the Lord said we need to pop a top every now and share that gospel. Take it out into the world. Those good preserves. Hey, listen, those good preserves that grandma makes. That good jelly, praise God. It's good when it goes out in the community. Amen. Jeffrey says, I got to quit that. I'm taking his inheritance. Amen. Amen. Hey, but you can't share it. Hey, if you got something that good, you want to share it.
Yes.
Amen. But are we ready to share the gospel? Are we ready to tell it? Where do we go? Boy, the Lord just, boy, He nailed my hide to the wall this today. Amen. I was reading that there at work, and it said, are you ready? And I got to thinking on these things. I said, Lord, help me. Amen. Help me always to be ready in an instant, just the instant in season, out of season, to reprove, rebuke, to exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Yes.
Lord, just give it to me on an instant. Praise God, to where I can help some old brother or sister, praise God, to get close to you. Amen. And I got to thinking about how many times that I've missed opportunities. Was I really ready? I wonder, are we really ready? Amen? Are you really ready? Praise God. If the Lord commands you to just say something. Now, He may not tell you to go to Bangladesh, but He may tell you to go across the street. Amen? You say, well, preacher, you mean God audibly speaks to us? No, God speaks to your heart if you're a child of God. Amen. He says, you got that word in your heart. He said that old fellow over there, he's been a suffering. Amen. He's wicked. Maybe something. He said, why don't you go tell him that Jesus loves him? Amen. That ain't too hard. Boy, you'd be amazed. Somebody that you live next door to, somebody that you've lived with around all your life, somebody that knows you, knows how you are. Amen. Oh, me. But to go to them and say, hey, look, you know, Jesus loves you. Huh? But are we willing to do that? Are we willing to go where He commands? Are we willing to do what He commands us to do? That's the question now. Are we willing? Are you willing to do what He commands you to do? And I won't say now, if he tells you to do something, he won't lead you astray. He won't tell you wrong. If He tells you to go do something, guess what? He's going to go before you and make the way. You know, sometimes we get scared, we get fearful because God's unctioned our heart to do something. But praise God, I tell you, if God's put it on your heart to go talk to somebody, He'll go before you and He'll tenderize that heart. You'll knock on that door, they'll open the door and they'll say, oh, Brother Bradley, I'm glad you come. I need to talk to you. Amen? Amen? Amen. Say, hey, I'm ready, brother. I need some help. I wonder if you could just tell me what I need to do. I'm in a miserable time. My life's a mess. No, Brother Bradley, please arm around and said, I come tell you, Jesus loves you. The Lord will help you. The Lord will guide you. The Lord will lead you. He'll keep you out of that mess that you've been living in. He'll redirect your focus. Paul says, I'm ready to preach the gospel. Amen. Are we ready to do what He commands? Are we ready to be what He wants you to be? Hey, in other words, what am I saying? What are you saying, Pastor? Are we willing to make that commitment to Him? Are you ready? Are we ready to make that kind of commitment to Him to be what He wants us to be? Now, we know that's not wrong. God's got a way. How do you know? Because it's written in the volume of the book. He tells us how to live, how to act, how to behave. Tells us what kind of attitude we ought to have. Amen. I mean, it's all in the volume of the book. He gives it to us. And He says, and he said, not only does He give it to us, but He said the Holy Spirit of God will help you to live it. Amen. That's why I tell you young people so many times, just stay close to the Lord. When you're seeking that mate, when you're seeking that better life that you're going to live with all your life, praise God, pray about it. Let God put them in your life. And let them be, and praise God, pray that God will just save them and make them good, godly people. That you can have a relationship with God first, and if you got that relationship, that commitment to God, then you can have a commitment to one another. But without that commitment to God first, you cannot make it work.
Amen.
Amen. I've seen it too many times. I've seen people unequally yoked, believers and unbelievers. These little old girls all the time said, oh, I love the Lord. And you know, I know he don't go to church. I know he don't love the Lord. But you know, once we get married, I will. No, you won't. He will. He'll drag you right off in the pits of hell and you'll never make it back to church house. You say, well, I'm going to live so good and godly before Him that He'll just have to get in. No, He'll drag you right out into the pit. And praise God, He'll dim your light. He'll put your light out and you'll just be in dismal and darkness. Amen. I'm telling the truth. I've seen it. Amen. I'm not quite 50 years old, but I'm pushing it. And I've seen a lot of water go under the bridge. And you ask every one of these older folks, I'm telling you right.
Amen.
Amen. I've seen it. Amen. Glory to God. But if we let God command, if we just commit ourselves to Him, are we ready to do that? Make that commitment. If you're ready to do that, He said, then just preach the gospel. Just let the Lord live in your heart and tell it wherever you go. Amen. He said, I'm ready. He said, I've got a debt that I owe to my Savior. And He said, Lord, He said, if you'll help me, I'm ready to go out and try to pay that debt. He said, I'm ready to go out. I'm ready to go out and do what you'd have me to do, be what you'd have me to be, and just whatever you command me to do. Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to go out and do it. Lord, if you'll just help me. Amen. That's the Lord, and that's the Lord's cue. By the way, He says, okay. That's what I've been waiting on. That's what I've been waiting on. You just say, Lord, if you'll just help me. He said, well, I've been here the whole time. I've just been waiting on you. Amen. You know what we're doing most of the time? We're trying to catch up. The Lord's already got it figured out. He's got a plan. We just need to become part of that plan. Amen. Sister Angie was giving her testimony there a while ago, and I was thinking about that Sunday morning that you called me. Amen. It was over at the house, and we was getting ready to come to church. It was Sunday morning. Amen. Somebody had done give her our name. She called me up that Sunday morning. She says, "Is this Pastor Stoney, Fort Baptist Church?" I said, "Yes." She says, "Is this Jeff Massey?" I said, "Yes, this is me." She said, "Well, somebody give me your name." And she told me who it was. She said, from where she used to live. And said, "Hey, listen," said, "he told me that it was a good Bible-believing church." And said, "I've got a son, and he's got some handicaps and disabilities. But she said, I wanted to know if we could come up to your church." Amen. See, I want to know if we'd be welcome. Boy, I said, glory to God. Come on, sis. Amen. Boy, I got off the phone with her. I was talking to her. Praise God. I said, "Woo, thank you, Jesus." Amen. Directing that sis right to the house of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Boy, best things ever happened to us. But I know little Judah in here, praise God, loves everybody. Hey, praise God, what a blessing he is. I mean, I'm talking about, he can't, you know what God done? Come here a minute, Judah. Come here a minute, buddy. Come here. Come up here with me. Come on. Come on. Hurry. Come on. Come here. Come up here with me just a minute. Come on. Come on, buddy. Amen. Hop up here. Good boy. Turn around and look at all them. You know what God done with this little fella? You know what he did? He sent him here to this church. Glory to God. You know why he sent him here to this church? To teach us what perfect love is. Amen. He said, glory to God, says, and you thought we were doing you a favor. You see, you were sent here so that we could know what perfect love is. Way we're supposed to love unconditional. It don't matter who you are. It don't matter what you are. Praise God, just love you without a condition. Amen. That's what Judah is here for. Amen. Judah loves unconditionally. It don't matter whether you're big, small, fat, thin, tall, bald, or whatever. Judah loves you. Amen. Amen. He come out there to the diner this evening, come back here where I was, come back here and hug my neck. No matter where you're at, this is unconditional love. God sent it. You can go sit down now, okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. God sent him here to teach us unconditional love.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's the way we're supposed to love. Praise God, without any conditions. Paul says, "Hey, listen," he said, "I'm a debtor." And he said, "Hey, being a debtor," he said, "Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to," now he said, "What am I ready to do?" He said, "I'm ready to preach the gospel." Amen. And then notice what else he said. Number three, he said, "For I am not ashamed." Amen. He said, "Hey, I'm a debtor." He said, "I'm ready to preach the gospel." And praise God, he said, "I'm not ashamed of it." Amen. Glory be God. He said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel." Praise God. "I'm not ashamed to tell it wherever I go. I'm not ashamed of what might happen to me. I'm not ashamed of what I've had to endure. I'm not ashamed of the persecution." Praise God, I can see him. Glory be to God. Brother Mike, he looked them Romans between Buck and Bill. He said, "I'm not ashamed of these chains." Glory to God. "I'm not ashamed of him. He's my Savior and my Lord." Don't you know they looked at him funny? Well, let me tell you, newsflash, they'll look at you funny too. Amen. In this world that we live in now, they'll look at you funny, but praise be to God, I'm not ashamed. Praise God. Paul said, "I'm not ashamed to preach the gospel." He said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel." Now, what was Paul preaching? Now, he wasn't preaching anything else. He's preaching the gospel. What is the gospel? What's the gospel that Paul preached? Look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let me just show you what Paul preached. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. What Paul preached. This is what Paul preached. This is the gospel that he preached. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. And I'll give you time to get there. I want you to see this. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. He says, "Moreover, brethren," now he's talking to the church. He said, "I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein you stand." He said, "That gospel that I preached to you is what you received," and he said, "That's what you're standing on." Amen. Praise be to God, we need to be ready to stand on what we believe. Amen. Praise God. He said, by which also ye are saved. Amen. He said, hey, I preached it, you believed it. He said, you're standing on it. And he said, that's what saved you. Praise God. He said, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. He said, do you believe what I preached? He said, are you hanging on to what got the gospel? Are you hanging on to what I preached? Now listen to what he says in verse 3. He said, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. He said, Paul says, I ain't telling you something that I ain't already got myself. He said, I've got a hold of something that's got a hold of me. Amen. He said, I've taught, that's what I'm going to tell you about. That's got a hold. I'm going to tell you what got a hold of me. He said, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He said, hey, look at, he said, if you go all the way back to the old book, he said, you go in the new book, praise God, the same Christ, the same one, he died for the sins of the world. Amen. The Bible is fulfilled in Christ Jesus. I want to say unequivocally tonight, there's no other way for the Bible to be fulfilled than through the Lord Jesus Christ, our precious Lamb of God. Yeah. Amen. I don't care what the world says, there is no alternative way to get to heaven. Amen. The Scriptures are fulfilled in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That's why we ought to be ready to preach the gospel. He said that. Verse 4, they said, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Amen. And that He was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that He was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain until this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that He was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, He was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. Amen. He said, the Lord, I seen Him. Praise God, out of due time. He said, hey, it was right at the end. He said, praise God, He come in that vision. Praise God, I met the Lord Jesus Christ in person. Amen. His light came down. It rayed upon me. And He called me to be an apostle to the Gentiles. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, Paul said, what am I doing? He said, I'm a preaching the gospel. And he said, I'm not ashamed of it. Amen. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father.
That's right.
Amen. Next time you got your gospel music in, you pull up the red light and your windows down, you reach and turn your radio down because you're ashamed of Jesus. Huh? Yeah, you turn it down because you're ashamed of Jesus. Just think about that. He said, if you're ashamed of me before men, He said, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. Well, God, help us not to be ashamed of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. When we use, hey, listen, the world gets out there and they crank up their old redneck beer drinking, partying music. Amen. They crank up their old ungodly stuff. Praise God. And they'll pull up to you and crank it up even louder. And the bass so loud it rattles the windows. They're not ashamed. Praise God. Why should we be ashamed of Jesus? Amen. Praise God. But He said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He said, I'm not ashamed. Why? He said, because there's some power in it. Amen. Brother Bill's hitting on this right before service. I thought, praise God. Thank you, Lord. I know I'm on the right track. Hey, and listen, he said, for it is the power of God. That word power is where we get our word dynamite. Amen. He said, it's the power that we have to blow the devil and sin right out of your life. Amen. He said, it's that power of God to blow it right out of you, plumb out of your life. To get that ungodly stuff plumb out of your life. Why? Because some God, as big as God moves in, you can't. There ain't enough room for this, for sin and God too. Amen. He said, for it is the power of God unto salvation. He said, hey, listen. He said, it's the power of God to blow the sin out of your life and to save your ever dying soul. Amen. It's there to save you. Amen. From the guttermost to the uttermost. Praise God. Now I want to say something here. Paul says to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Now I want to say right here, Paul wasn't no hyper-Calvinist. Huh? Amen. He wasn't no hyper-Calvinist. He didn't believe that some's predestined to go to heaven, some predestined to go to hell, and no matter how much you preach, no matter what you tell them, praise God, that's going to happen anyway. Paul wasn't no, hey, he said to the Greek and to the Jew, he said to whosoever will.
Amen.
Sound to me like he kind of believed John 3:16. Amen. Whosoever. Praise God. That's who God said He'd save. Whosoever will. I mean, whosoever will latch on to this word, let it find a seat and place in your heart. Call on the Lord, name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and you shall be saved. Amen. Paul wasn't no hyper-Calvinist. Amen. He was a Baptist. Praise God. He said, to everyone that believeth, what? Believe the gospel. To believe that good news, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, Jew first. He said, also to the Greek. Amen. He said, it was brought to the Jew. The Jew rejected him. He said, the Bible says he came to his own received him not. I wonder how many he's coming to today. How many of us he's calling his own? He's knocking our heart's door. Holy Ghost of God's about to rip your heart out. Amen. It feels like your heart's about to pound plumb out. It feels like you got a knot in your throat. And you sit there on the pew and you don't do nothing when altar call's given. And God, the Holy Ghost, trying His best to woo you in, trying to save you from hell. Amen. To the Gentile. He said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. How? Through the gospel. He said, I'm not ashamed of it because that's how God's revealed. The righteousness, that right way of God is revealed through the gospel. Amen. He said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just or justified shall live by faith. Amen. He said, the just shall live by faith. Amen. The just shall live by faith. How do you live? You live by faith in who? Yourself? The president.
No.
No hope. The government. Our military. By faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You put your faith, you believe by faith in Him. Every circumstance, every situation, everything that we have to deal with, we do it through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, I know that You'll be there with me. You'll help me. You'll lead me. You'll guide me. You'll help me to make the right decisions. Amen? Amen. Through faith, believing that He will. Amen. He said, if you pray, believe, and you receive. That's where our faith comes in. We got to have faith to believe that the Lord hears and answers prayers. But He said, the just shall live by faith. So Paul says, he said, I'm a debtor. He says, I'm ready. And he said, I'm not ashamed. What about you tonight? What about you? Are you an I am? I am a debtor. Amen. Are you a debtor to the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready to serve Him, commit to Him? Are you ashamed of Him? I hope you're not ashamed of Him tonight. Say, Lord, I'm not ashamed of You. I love You. I know what You did for me. I know what You're going to do for me. That You're going to deliver me one of these days into the portals of glory, and I'm going to be with You forever. Amen? That's glory. Lord, that's what You promised to do for me. And He said, hey, listen, said, I'm a debtor. And He said, Lord, I'm ready. And He said, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm just going to step out on faith. I'm going to be what God wants me to be. What about you today? What about me? What do you want to be today? Are you a debtor? Amen? Are you a debtor? Do you realize you've got a debt that you can't pay? And Jesus paid a debt that He didn't owe? Amen? So that we could go free? And say, Lord, I'm just a debtor to do whatever You'd have me to do. And Lord, I'm ready to do it right now. Even if He sends me to Timbuktu, Brother Robert, I'll go. Amen? No matter what He wants me to do, Lord, I'm ready. Lord, You just make the way, You prepare the way, and I'm just going to follow You.